Well, it's true that Kosovo is also a very difficult case, but I'm sure that we can find the ground to bring closer also Kosovo to the European Union, despite the fact that some member states do not recognize Kosovo. They do not prevent the cooperation and between EU and Kosovo, the assistance that EU is giving to Kosovo. We as Parliament have already requested that Commission starts a visa dialogue with Kosovo, because after Albania and Bosnia-Herzegovina also joined the visa-free regime, it will be only Kosovo that will have, let's say, not the same arrangements with the EU. So this dialogue should begin, and some time is needed. We should separate, by the way, the issue of Kosovo and the European membership or integration of Serbia. I think Serbia is on a good track. They do their best to meet our expectations, our requirements. Of course, it's a difficult process. It takes time. But again, we should distinguish. We cannot wait, and we should not encourage anybody who would think that way, that we should first solve this problem with Kosovo. We should wait somehow that the other five member states recognize Kosovo in order to continue. If we wait too much, we'll bring back the instability, as I said. I'm sure that mutual acceptable solution will be found, but again, it takes time. Meanwhile, we should not waste that time, and we should, as Union, do our best that also Kosovo is step by step taking this way. We have a lot of problems there, by the way, and it's understandable because it's a new state. They still have to build their institutions, to make them efficient, bring more, to bring more clarity and more clear perspective for the development of Kosovo, because the people there, the uniting factor was the wish to achieve independence. Now having the Kosovo state, they have to clearly define the long-term goals of this state. So this also takes time. And by the way, there are also some disappointments, we can say. But it's a complex issue. It's a difficult region. If it was not so difficult, maybe all the countries would be now already members of the Union. But it's not so. Again, we have to keep our commitment to the region. And now, understandably, last year was quite difficult for the Union. We had the European elections, the problems with the entering into force of the Lisbon Treaty, the Commission, the election of the Commission was postponed. But now we have everything in place. So now it's time to show again our willingness to turn this gray zone in Europe to near future to part of the European Union.